Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
Like, that's how you get your jollies off? Gross.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
And nothing infuriates me more when restaurants leave tails on a shrimp dish. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? No, I'll puke.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
My left eye has been twitching for a week now, and nobody can tell me why.
Ooh.
Speaks Why Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. Anyone else ever start trying to diagnose themselves through WebMD? What a terrible decision.
Only all of us. It's
what
so
a
bad.
Bad idea. I'm never doing this again. As of now, I most likely have just a bunch of brain tumors floating around in my head.
That's what WebMD is saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Or I'm approaching a stroke. Also, I may be dehydrated, and the twitching of the eye can also mean internal bleeding somewhere in my head. That's all that
or
I know.
Or it could mean you're just stressed and sleep deprived.
But I'm not. I sleep a solid 6 to 7 hours a night, straight through. So I know that's not the case. I do spend a lot of time drinking, I would say, a good majority of water throughout the day.
But you also drink a ton of coffee.
What's a ton?
I don't know. What do you have, like...
3 cups a day? That's not a ton. Come on. I'm up at 4 a.m. Has anyone else ever experienced their eye twitching this badly? I mean, I can't seem to get it to stop. It's fine right now, but it's just... It pulsates throughout the day, and I don't know when it's going to hit. So I don't think it's lack of sleep. I don't think it's lack of water. I don't think I'm dehydrated. I don't have any reason to be concerned, do I? And I never ask for help on this show when it comes to any kind of medical advice. Except for one time when I was stung by a wasp on my ass cheek and everybody thought I was going to get septus.
You were literally going to go septic, so.
Oh, excuse me. Septic? What is septus?
I think it's the same thing.
No, but so a nurse calls in and was like, Moose might get septic. Right? Is that what we're saying?
Go septic.
Go septic, which is what?
When you go septic, I'm just making sure I'm...
Doesn't that when it gets into your bloodstream?
Yeah, it all goes into your bloodstream.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So I had to get a steroid for that. I've never felt anything so painful. But anyways, I got to ask, like, what are some weird conditions that you came down with and you decided to do a quick WebMD search?
And then nothing infuriates doctors
immediately
more
regretted it
than a patient coming in and being like, "So I have cancer, and I self-diagnosed myself on, you know, the internet." And they're like, "It's literally not. Just let me do my job. Just let me."
You know what
job.
I do hate the absolute most, though, and this has always triggered me. When someone on social media starts commenting on things they did that was maybe beneficial to them or their bodies, whether it was a new diet they started or something they started eating or drinking,
sure.
Right away, a random doctor always comments with, "I'm a medical doctor, this is false, do your work, read a book." It's like, you know, it's the cockiness of it all.
Well,
you don't know everything. You don't know everything. Plenty of doctors have gotten it wrong when trying to diagnose someone. how many doctors actually Google or use WebMD like we do? None when they don't know the answer. I'm sure there's a handful of them.
I don't think that Google or WebMD is going to be more efficient than a doctor or research studies or, you know, clinical trials. I don't believe that.
I think there are plenty of doctors that have Googled a certain a number of diagnoses when they don't know the answer.
No doctors I want to be going to.
Well, come on. Like I said, they don't know everything. So they also have to get their research from somewhere. I'm not saying all of them do it. 585-252-9800. I don't care if you're a pediatrician. Did you ever Google something because a patient came in? You're like, I don't really know. No. I think that would be the right thing to do.
I don't think Google would be the right thing to do. I think calling a colleague that maybe is more well-adversed in the matter, whatever the, you know, specific niche of issue may be. Let me call, you know, if it's some, like, for example, remember when I went to the doctor a couple months ago for my peeing issue? I couldn't stop peeing everywhere.
Yeah.
She was like, let me call a urologist or let me refer you to a urologist so you can figure out, you know, why is it that you can't stop peeing everywhere? Which I was like, perfect. You know, if you don't know the answer, send me to somebody who does. And I think that's why there's so many doctors out there with so many specific traits. Like, I wouldn't go to my pediatrician because my foot hurt. I'd go to my podiatrist, which I did. Got a cortisone shot in my heel. Everything's cleared up. Everything's good.
Yeah, you had to go through a lot with that.
I feel like once every, like, 6 months, I get a new issue. Whether it be my hand, my foot, my peeing situation, my insurance, my nose.
Oh, the nose thing was huge. Was huge. Danielle is texting in right now. So 3 years ago, my aunt checked her symptoms on WebMD, saw that it could be cancer, and she laughed and said, WebMD always says it's cancer. She didn't go to the doctor to check if it's cancer. Turns out it was cancer. Oh my God.
What?
Luckily, she's in remission. Yeah, maybe I should go get this eye Twitch checked out after all.
Yeah. I mean, here's the rule of thumb. If it doesn't go away within like 2 weeks.
2 weeks is the rule of thumb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is like, it's just been so, I was not anticipating it happening this long. Usually what I'll do is if something's bothering me, I always wait. I don't want to be stubborn about it, but I'm like, you know what? Let me see if it goes away on its own first.
Right.
Before I run to the doctor. I'm the last person to call up a doctor right away, immediately, and say, this has been bothering me. I let it play out to see what's really going on.
Because
it's probably a bad idea, to be honest.
Sometimes when you get in there and it's like not as prevalent as it was 2 weeks ago, you feel silly. And then you have to pay for it. So it's annoying.
So my boss got hospitalized. She thought she...
It was like danger?
No, she was having these cramps and stomach issues, and she woke up in pain, in agony. Her husband rushes her to the hospital.
Okay.
She's there 12 hours. Turns out it's gas. Like, can you imagine?
Oh, that happened to my cousin's little boy.
Yes.
He was doubled over, unwell.
Really?
And he was like, my stomach. They thought it was his appendix. And it was just like, no, he's a little gassy.
It happens.
I know. It does. It happens.
I mean, there's nothing baller about that when you show up to the hospital and like, it's just gas.
Like, you can't stop farting.
It will pass. Jen says, never WebMD your symptoms. I lost sleep for a week. Yeah. I mean, we got a person, not you, but we do have a person in the company that is constantly
out sick.
Out sick.
Every
doctor
other day.
Appointments, hey, hospitalization.
Guys, I'm out sick till June.
I mean, come
I'm like,
on.
What do you mean? It's February.
You got to admit that there's
They're
some people.
They're never not out
it's
sick.
It's in your head. Yeah, it's in your head.
Munchausen's is a real thing, you know, but just saying.
You said you got your eye twitches right now, too?
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem? Yeah,
but
that's...
it's not. It's just because I use this certain eyelash serum that makes it twitch, and I don't care because my eyelashes are long, so twitch away, sister.
There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce this. Moose, an eye twitch is an involuntary abnormal blinking of your eyelid. If it happens many times per day, it can affect your vision. But what's it called? Oh my God, somebody's saying Parkinson's disease. This is too much.
Yeah, don't send yourself into a spiral.
I can't do that. This is too much, man. This is the worst idea I could have had, was trying to diagnose myself. I'm never going to do this again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're even allowed to go on a WebMD. Nothing good comes from it.
It should be blocked, at least from a work computer. You know what I mean? Like all those other sites.
A history of a head injury may increase your risk of eye twitching. Well, my dad threw me into a fan when I was 4.
And you've also been huffing fumes for the past 3 days.
That's so true.
Honestly, it's all connected.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one music station.
Horrible news yesterday that took place in, you know, just sheer and utter celebration. Kansas City, one person was killed who, too close to home, was a radio host.
Oh, I know. It's so sad.
And 21 other people were injured during a shooting that happened near a parade route, where thousands of people were out celebrating the win of the Kansas City Chiefs' 3rd or 4th Super Bowl on Wednesday afternoon yesterday. Reports of shots fired downtown Kansas City sent spectators scattering, just sprinting away out of just sheer and utter fear. Kansas City Police Chief said that they confirmed that there was the fatality and injuries in a news conference when this tragedy, you know, at the aftermath of it. Funny enough, not funny, but like oddly enough, there was a lot of videos circulating Twitter, Instagram, all of the socials last night of these brave 3 or 4 pedestrians that actually ended up tackling the gunman.
Yeah.
So as unfortunate and just sad and disheartening that it is that only one person died, it could have been a lot worse. You know what I mean? If these people, who in my opinion are heroes, didn't take control of the situation and put an end to it. It's just like, it takes one person to ruin something.
Of course it does.
And like now, all you can think about when the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, had this honorable victory is this. It's terrible.
You don't know when something like this is going to take place. And that's why I bring it back to the conversation we had on Monday or Tuesday about why MCC wants to bring in long guns to protect themselves and give to their security guards, not even to walk around the school with them, but to lock them up in case some idiot like this comes into the school at God knows when, if that were to ever happen.
God forbid, but yes.
So, you know, rest in peace. Her name was Lisa Lopez Galvin. She was an on-air personality for KKFI in Kansas City. It's just such sad news. So yesterday, registered sex offender going back to prison for repeatedly exposing himself to children at stores in Ontario County. I know a lot of you guys remember creepy old Paul Gaudreau I spoke of the other week, who's been doing this since 1989. It's like, how many times are they going to arrest him and let him loose?
Right.
Some of his victims have been as young as 4 years old.
Ugh.
So he's going back to prison in December. Ontario County prosecutors say Gaudreau flashed 4 children inside 3 stores in Canandaigua. And he also tried to expose himself to a child at a Walmart in Victor. So the 54-year-old, I mean, this is how you get your jollies off at 54? He admitted to public lewdness, endangering the welfare of several children, and then committing a burglary as a sexually motivated felony. He's expected to spend 7 years in prison, which, you know, I don't know the system. I would have thought it would have been a lot more. The guy's been arrested over 20 times. So judge...
It's concerning that it's not.
Well, yeah. Judge Duran walked through every single charge that this guy has done. He's exposed himself inside a Wegmans, a Dollar Tree, a Tops. Inside the Wegmans, he admitted to exposing himself to 2 children, a 7-year-old and 1 4-year-old. And then this guy says, well, I was only aiming for the 7-year-old. Oh, wow, wow. How admirable of you. But obviously, nonetheless, pleaded guilty to both of them. So in the Walmart, he was stopped before he was able to flash anyone. He wasn't supposed to be in there. He's been banned from the chain since 2021. So he's been a registered sex offender since 2010, 14 years now, when he broke into a girl's locker room in Auburn and flashed three teenagers.
Ugh. It's terrible.
So on top of serving the maximum sentence for his felony charge, and that's the maximum sentence, 7 years.
It's not enough, after, in my opinion.
After he serves that, he's still going to be on parole for 15 years after his prison time is up. Goodrell will be sentenced on April 10th at 11:30 a.m. If he violates any rules or laws while in jail between now and April 10th, judge said he's going to increase the prison time.
Okay.
We'll see what happens with that, but I am very happy, and I'm sure a lot of people are, that they finally got this guy off the streets.
For sure.
At 54 years old. I mean, get it together.
It took way longer than it should have, in my opinion.
Yesterday was all about romance and love, but I know for some people it can be an absolute nightmare, Valentine's Day. Whether you were proposed to yesterday or your significant other maybe broke your heart, we created a safe space to share your best and worst moments for Valentine's Day confessions. Send those messages to us, 585-252-9800. We're going to do it coming up next on PXY.
The number one hit music station!
98 PXY.
Music.
Maybe I could fix.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy talking Valentine's Day confessions. Now, yesterday, it was all about romance and love, mm-hmm. but I know for some people, it could probably, that day can be a nightmare, too.
Yeah, it can be a little stressful.
And I guess the real reason I wanted to talk about this is a couple of things. One, we can't mind our own business. And two, Breezy brought it to my attention yesterday that there is something called Red Tuesday. Is that correct?
Now, it's Tuesday before Valentine's Day that is, like, historically the most breakups ever, just so correct. They can avoid paying for Valentine's Day flowers, cards, things of that nature.
What have you. Yeah, it's a dark day for a lot of people. If something terrific happened yesterday on Valentine's Day, maybe you got engaged, please tell us about it. We want to wish you a huge congrats on the air. Or maybe your person you thought was going to propose, they broke your heart instead. Whatever it may be, 252-9800. We already had a couple people texting in during the break, but we hope that you guys had a great day. Lisa's here. She says, "What's up, Moose and Breezy? I listen to you guys all the time, and my boyfriend Mark officially proposed to me last night at my parents' house for dinner."
Oh, I love that.
"We are getting married, and it turned out to be a beautiful Valentine's Day. I was confused why he so badly wanted to have dinner with all our parents, but now I get it." Yeah, I can. That's usually a couple's thing. Like, we're going to the Rents for Valentine's Day.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
"My mom's making a beautiful casserole."
Angela's here.
What's up, Angela?
She said, "I had dinner by myself because I got stood up last night by some douchebag." Sure.
Oh, no.
"It was our third date. And he begged me to go on this with him, and he no-showed."
Don't you hate it when somebody does that? You know, women do it too.
Eaters.
That's tough. Sorry to hear that, Angela. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear
that. For you.
Hey, how do you think our boy Jeff made out yesterday? We haven't heard back from him.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we do something nice for someone, and then they ghost us.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if she canceled on him? This person says, "I'm 31, happily married, and never received a Valentine's Day card. I've sent..."
Oh, time to a little higher your standards there, sweetie.
"I'm not bothered by it anymore, though. When disappointment happens enough times, you just become used to it." Jeez.
"You seem so hopeless and full of life."
Let me go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Claire.
Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Claire. What's going on? How was your V-Day?
Phenomenal.
No, it was probably one of the worst Valentine's Day in my life. So I've got the terrible, horrible version for you guys this morning.
Send it.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I do want to start off with saying that, you know, I'm not typically a negative person. So I hope all of your listeners out there had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I did not. I'm just so thrown by this. So I spent my day is I was making sure that my husband was surprised at home with a nice meal. You know, I got him his favorite bottle of whiskey. I spent $350 on some grill he just badly needed to have. And only to find out for the last 7 months that he has had a side chick.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go into all the details here, but I will say that divorce is definitely on our horizon, and I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to play this game anymore.
Okay. So
I'm sorry to hear that, Claire.
This is nuts. What happened?
Well, I mean, I'm so disgusted by the whole thing. So my husband got this new iPad for work, and he gave his old one to our two young children, and it was still attached to
his Apple phone,
ID.
Sure.
And there's all of these like dings going off in our living room, and I'm like, what is going on? And I pick up the iPad and I see all of these explicit messages. And I'm like, where is happening here? And there's this whole conversation and pictures detailing, you know, their trysts together.
Your kids didn't see them though, right?
No, thank God. But I mean, can you imagine, like, had I not heard that, like, the trauma that would have been done to our children?
Oh my God, how old are your kids?
So I have two kids. I have a boy and a girl, and they are 9 and 11.
Oh my God.
I can't believe that he would do this to us. I mean, we have been together for 15 years.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's...
I was just committed and loyal, and he just throws it all away for some 23-year-old slut bartender who has nothing to offer but a big rack.
Oh my God.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, Claire.
That's really upsetting. I can hear it in your voice how upsetting that is. Like, that's really bad. So
it wasn't a good Valentine's Day then.
So what ended up transpiring?
He obviously didn't deny it.
No, he didn't deny it. And there's no way, there's absolutely no way he could have with the information that I was loaded with on this iPad.
It's a tale as old as time, the old iPad trick or the computer. I mean, Apple really does you dirty if you're trying to be a little smoozer. Wow.
Well, what's done in the dark will come to light is what they say. And I'm sorry that that's how your Valentine's Day transpired, especially when you spent the day, like you said, trying to go out of your way to make sure he had a phenomenal day. You bought him a grill. You got him his favorite bottle of drink. You were making a homemade meal. And then that happened in the middle. Anything we can do for you, Claire?
I mean, help with lawyer's fees? I don't know at this point. I mean, I'm so, like, I appreciate taking this call. I'm just exhausted. I've been up all night.
No, for sure.
Just crying.
No, I can imagine. No, don't be. It's totally okay. Yeah. As far as lawyer fees are concerned, we had a guy last week that started a GoFundMe for his divorce fees.
Yeah, he fully did.
Didn't go over well.
I wouldn't co-sign that, but you do you.
Well, if there's anything we can do to help, I don't know what that would be, but of course, I feel like we should offer you.
I know.
I'm sorry. That what a crap day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I heard your your prompt, and I was like, oh, I've got a terrible Valentine's Day to share with everybody.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. We're so sorry, Claire, you know, and that is not how anybody deserves to spend their Valentine's Day or any day for that matter.
Anyways, thanks for taking my call. That's all I really want to say about that right now. I hope you guys have the best day.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope your day gets better than yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks, Claire. I hope you get this all figured out. And sorry again that happened, but thanks for calling to share it with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye. Wish you the best.
Bye.
I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, this isn't fun.
I'm so sorry.
Get me off this ride.
This was probably so a bad idea.
Yeah, no. Okay. We're done for the day. Submissions are closed. Thank you.
98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.